So let's go ahead and commence the October 5th meeting of the Architecture Review Committee. It is 3:04 p.m. If Terry, you can do a roll call for us.
Member Yule?
Here.
Member Sloan?
Here.
Member Broadway?
Here.
Presiding Officer Mondell?
Here.
And Member McKenzie is excused today.
Thank you. And I believe we have some minutes. Are there any corrections or modifications to the minutes from the last meeting? Any questions? Okay. A motion to approve?
Move to approve.
Second?
I'll second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Likewise. Passes. It doesn't appear there's any citizens wishing to address the committee, so we'll move on from item four, and we'll go into our architectural review items. Our first item, number five, you'll recall the Sierra Gateway Apartments Design Review, DR 2015-0018. This project was on the committee's agenda at the last meeting under informational items, and it was determined that it needed to come back to the committee for formal review and consideration. I'll also remind everyone, and for the record, that the purview of the Architecture Review Committee is strictly that. It is to look at the architecture, and while we have a description of the project that talks about things that are beyond the architecture, what we're really here to discuss as a committee is the architecture itself. So I'm going to turn this over to, I think, Dara, you're the planner.
I am. Thank you, Mr. Mondell. That was a great introduction. I'll just add briefly that the proposed 195-unit multifamily development includes a clubhouse, recreational facility with a swimming pool. There are 9 two- and three-story residential buildings with garages on the ground floors and provided with parking within carports. The project is located on approximately 10.2 acres, located at the southeast corner of Rockland Road and Sierra College Boulevard. And with that, I could give you that. There we go. Since the original approval of this project in 2015, the city has adopted the architectural district's guidelines, and this project is within the college district. I have additional history on the project if anyone would like the backstory. I'm prepared to share that, but I will move on to looking at the architecture as it is proposed today. This is the site plan. It's a little hard to see. The two buildings I'll bring your attention to at this point, just to keep in your mind's eye, is this building here in the lower left-hand corner is Building 5, and the building here in the lower right-hand corner is Building 9. Those are the two buildings we'll look a little bit more closely at in a moment. This is a perspective rendering of the current architecture, showing a mix of materials. I've got elevations of each of the building types because they are all different. They're different heights and different configurations, but I'm going to go through them fairly quickly and, again, slow down when we get to Buildings 5 and 9. From the Architectural District feature list, the proposed architecture includes several items from that list, including operable windows with divided lights, porches, and balconies with articulated railings. I do have a detail of that if anyone would like to see it later. There are actually complex hip roofs. What's outlined in the district list is complex gables, but in this instance, the hip roofs serve the same purpose to provide varied roof lines and interest, varying heights, and different massing for the buildings. There are prominent chimneys. There is novelty siding. They are proposing a hardy panel siding, and that will be in a few different colors. The project is proposed with a shingle roof, and there is some decorative ornate metalwork. Again, that's the balcony railings, and I have a detail of that. So with that, I'll flip through these fairly quickly, but if I go too fast, please just ask me to slow down or back up. You can see some balconies there. You can see the chimneys are fairly prominent. This is one of the buildings we wanted to focus on. This is Building 9. And the areas I wanted to bring your attention to with regards to compatibility with the adjoining single-family residential and the Reflections subdivision is we worked extensively with the applicant and the architect to make changes to this facade in an attempt to reduce the appearance of the mass and the bulk and the height of this building. Some of these penetrations and windows here are a result of that, which serve to break up this line of solid wall along here. This railing along the top is another feature that was revised from a solid wall. They added a few, I think there was one window here, and now there are three, so that balanced that facade and opened it up significantly. And then at the corners, it's a little hard to read in this elevation, but this corner was opened up, so it's more like a porch almost, with a half-solid wall and then an open open upper area of the wall, to, again, to lighten the appearance of the upper stories and provide a reduction in the appearance of the mass of the building. In profile, you get a little bit better sense, perhaps, of what the railing and the open porch feature is. That's not a porch to any particular unit. It is part of the walkway to access units. But it provides that kind of a feel, kind of a residential-type porch element. And I'll keep moving through these. The applicant has provided these illustrative graphics. They are from various perspectives, giving a sense of what the streetscape would look like with this architecture and with the mature landscaping. This is a before and after photo simulation of the project site looking straight on from the intersection of Rockland Road and Sierra College Boulevard. And this is a view from the project's entry on Rockland Road looking west back towards Sierra College Boulevard, a perspective rendering showing what that streetscape would look like. As many of you know, this project was processed once before with different architecture. This is a sample of the original architecture. It was sort of a modern interpretation of more of a craftsman theme. It had the pitched roof, the shed roof, didn't have as pronounced balconies, and had a different material palette, didn't include brick. So I have this to show you side by side for what was originally proposed in the current architecture. With that, I am open to any questions or comments. I do have a full complete set of the old architecture if you really want to look through that, or we can scroll back through the what's proposed now.
If I can add a few comments quickly. You recall, I think we mentioned this at the last meeting a little bit. This is a little bit of a unique project in that it when it went to council originally under the original architecture, which I think also had a lot of flat roofs, or at least appeared to be flat roofs, if I recall correctly. Council had appointed a couple of the council members to work with this applicant on the design, and they went through, I don't recall, maybe three or four different revisions to get to what you see under the current architecture. I'm not saying that to tell you that we can't change anything. It's just to let you know that this kind of fell under an old process, obviously still subject to our new process, and so certainly open up to changes. I just want you to be aware of there was quite a bit of work that occurred to get to today. The other thing, and you mentioned it just in passing, the last comment, one of the key materials in the College District is the use of brick. And so a lot of the different times you see that sort of red tone on the ground floor level, I'm not sure that it's in every case, but in many cases that is a brick veneer. And so in some of the images you look at in your packet, you sort of can see that modular brick material versus in these renderings, which kind of render it as if it's like a stucco finish when it in fact is brick. Is that correct? Okay. So I'll open it up to other committee members.
I personally feel like this architecture has evolved quite a lot since our initial viewing of it some time ago. And I'm generally pretty pleased with the outcome. I think it incorporates a lot of the key elements of the college district and uses brick as the primary, you know, one of the primary materials, which is definitely one of the goals of the college district. So, I mean, I don't have any particular criticisms at this point. So, in general, I'm pretty happy with it.
I would concur with Carl that I'm satisfied, I think, with what we see now after a few conversations. And I think it fits the college district, which I support the districts. I will say that I did like the other previous architecture as well. And I know you said you might provide more of that. But, I mean, is there a reason that you would provide more of that to just spawn some conversation? Or, I mean, we're down the road on that, right? And there's not, unless we were to give direction that we're going to go back to the old architecture.
I'm sorry, I misunderstand your comment.
Previous version of the more craftsman look?
The one that says original architecture?
Yeah, that's not what I heard.
I'm sorry if I misstated that.
Misheard it, so.
What I was intending to say was that the original architecture that you see in that image was not, generally speaking, consistent with the college district.
Correct.
And once council adopted the college district, that's when, you know, as those council members worked with the applicant, they moved it towards, it was kind of simultaneously, but moved it towards the current architecture that's shown that staff is saying they believe that it's consistent with the college district.
And I misheard you, Derek. Is that, were you saying that you had additional previous versions of the college version or previous versions of the original version? How's that, sir?
I'm sorry, let me clarify. I have the elevations for the originally approved the originally not quite approved architecture, if you wanted it for comparison to see how far along we've come, if you wanted to compare elevation by elevation, the previous architecture and what's proposed here.
Okay.
Yeah, because this what you're seeing in front of you here in this comparison, and there's only one angle of one building. You're saying you have other elevations of other buildings.
Okay. Okay.
Well, correct.
Okay, to just summarize, I am satisfied, I think, with what we see here. If you have other version or other renderings, I'd maybe like to look at them. But I'm comfortable with that. Like I said, I didn't have any big problems with the original, but I am committed to the college district, and we spent a lot of effort and time on that, and so I'm satisfied with what's before us now to fit into that college district feel.
If I could ask a couple of clarifying questions. So you mentioned this railing on the it's page 11 of the package, and can you walk me through that again? I mean, what's the purpose of that, and is it strictly aesthetic, or is there actually this is the railing that goes, it looks like it's like a roof-level railing, if I'm seeing this correctly.
Oh, on Building 9, yes. Okay, I'm with you. Let me just scroll backwards.
Is it on page 11, correct?
So,
yep, page 11. Yeah, it's...
I was referring to this railing, which is the top of a walkway that provides access to the upper, let me point with the hand, the upper story units here and on the flanking sides. Originally, this had been a solid wall, so it was, again, more unrelieved, solid surface that was even higher than this railing would have been because it was a full-height wall with an enclosed walkway between those upper-level units.
Okay, so it's a functional railing that protects a walkway, and I see now. Okay.
Correct.
Staying with that slide, so the...
Your mic might be off.
The northern elevation on that slide for Building C, so what is the what is the surface of the first level? Is that just a stucco? Is it? I know you mentioned brick, but that doesn't appear to have any brickwork. It appears that the upper section also, the southern elevation also is without any brickwork. But I know we mentioned brickwork being incorporated into that. That just appears to be...
If I could ask that too, I thought you were saying, maybe I misheard that too, but that it doesn't appear to be brick, but it is brick, is what you're saying.
Well, if you look in your packet, and Dara's going to correct me if I'm wrong, but let's say I look at page, for example, 7.
Yeah.
And if you look at the bottom of page 7, there's a legend on the right bottom right-hand side, and in that image, it identifies the material listed as number 925. As brick veneer Coronado stone products, wire cut brick, right? So it's a veneer brick. And for all intensive purposes, it'll appear like, feel like brick, not stucco in that example. And so I think what's happening is anywhere you see 925 referenced on the drawings, that's when it's that material. Comparatively, when you see number 902, that's listed as the exterior plaster, and so that plaster is going to be painted to sort of match and feel like the same color as where there's cultured brick or veneer brick, but it is a plaster finish. So on these elevations, you see some of them, sometimes they have the brick, and sometimes it's the plaster. You have to look at this reference. If that's acceptable, look at this reference of where they're showing brick versus plaster.
No, and that answers my question, because, again, this won't be brick, nor will it have a brick appearance. This is just plaster, but the same color as the areas that will have the brick.
Only where it says 902.
902, which is page 11, building C, south elevate or north elevation. And the south elevation is the same.
Yes.
Okay.
So is the logic there that these are interior elevations and visible to residents parking their cars and walking through the interior, but the exterior elevations are the brick? Is that the idea? Or
I don't know if I'm going to answer that definitively. Darrow's going to correct me if I'm wrong. I believe the theory behind the applicant's approach is that those facades that are more visible from the public right-of-way would be the veneer brick, and those that are more interior would be the plaster. Certainly that's within the purview of this committee, if it has a difference of opinion about that.
If I may, on the – is it the south elevation or the north elevation that we're most concerned with at the moment?
Both appear to have no brick included in them.
So the north elevation faces the interior of the site.
Okay.
The south elevation does face Waterlily Lane. However, it's set back quite a great deal. There's quite a bit of landscaping, both on the reflection side with their HOA-maintained landscape strip. There are mature sycamore trees, and then the project landscaping is fairly significant as a buffer for compatibility concerns and screening concerns on that side, on the project site. If I may, let me just flip down to one of the graphics and see if I've got something that shows you that better.
Yeah. Darren, you don't have like an aerial view of the...
Well, I have the site plan, and I have an aerial.
I've seen them. But
the aerial view is located to the right on the actual pages.
So
I don't see that.
Building 9 is here at the lower right-hand corner of the site.
Well,
you can't see this really well, my red line. But you can see those little dots underneath the red line. Those are the existing sycamore trees on the reflection subdivision side. There's significant landscaping and quite a bit of setback. I'm sorry I didn't bring the sections. I might have the sections. Bear with me just a moment. I might have them.
Can you turn to the next image real quick?
You know what I think would be helpful, honestly, is to just take that image and highlight which elevations have brick on it. Because I'm looking at, like, page 10, elevation B. And, Ken, thank you for bringing this up.
Mm-hmm.
This is
look at all the parking and with that in the front there. I mean, I don't know where you're.
Well, I'm looking at, and maybe I'm reading this wrong, but like the west elevation for Building B, which mm-hmm. is the street-facing elevation, right. I believe.
And you have all that parking along the bottom there as well as the street, right?
And there's no brick,
no.
And that's the right-of-way.
Yep.
So let's do that, Dara. Can you take us, is it possible to take us building by building through this and show us which ones do you think you understand to have brick? It might take a few minutes.
I mean, just looking at this simplifying it, I mean, the idea is to have brick. Brick is really kind of the cornerstone of the look, and it looks like there's only about 25% of the building that has brick.
Well, and I can also, I know there's cost, and I don't
sure.
mean to say this flippantly, but we could also just make, if the committee's purview is it wants to see brick, it can either just say, we want to see brick everywhere or brick on any facade that faces a public or private road. We can make it even that simple if you felt we're so.
I think that's the idea. Interior, I don't know how you guys feel, but interior, I think, is less critical. That's more to the selling. That's more, I guess, driven by the selling goals of the operator, if you will. But exterior is what we're concerned about. So.
Yeah, I guess I would agree with that. Other than if some of those interior walls are quite visible from the road, and I'd have to look at the map closer. I mean, then I wouldn't want those
staff. If the committee's direction to staff were that. And I don't know exactly how to say this, but all walls that are currently shown as having the plaster, earthenware finish, or the veneer brick finish, all walls that have either of those finishes that are visible, clearly visible, from public or private streets needs to be the brick veneer. I mean, we do that all the time in subdivisions where we have the the facades that have to be enhanced, and we go through and we highlight those. And we go, yep, you could see from this one, and we make sure that has the window treatments. And so that's a pretty easy thing for us to do if that's what the committee's per.
Okay.
At a minimum, I would say that that's really what it would appear we're all seeking is to have the brick included in all areas at a minimum that are visible. To the right of way, to the public right of way. I mean, even though yes, you may have some trees and different things, it's still visible. Plus, you have all the parking surrounding those areas at the bottom here. But you're going to have everybody that pulls into that area. So, I would at least want to see that incorporated.
I think you had it. Yes, it did.
On Building E, the south elevation on page 13, I don't mean to be flippant, but did they forget about the top 40 feet of the building? I mean, the windows, the texture, there's nothing there.
I think, Derek, correct me if I'm wrong, but if you're looking at Building E, the bottom elevation on that page, and we're looking at that top, very top floor, I don't think that those are windows. I think those are openings. Is that, Ken, what you're referring to?
Yeah.
I think those are just, I could be wrong, I think those are openings. I think there's another example. Like if you looked on page 11, the top elevation on page 11,
mm-hmm.
I believe those are treated the same way. I think those are openings as well, so there is no glass in them.
So that's just a walkway?
That's just an open walkway, and they just chose that gray color in the background representative of what you would see. I think, am I correct in that those are openings, or is that just a relief area, or what?
Those are openings, again, in what would otherwise be a plain wall enclosing a walkway.
That makes sense, obviously, because the extension of those walkways on either side are opened, but it's noticeably sort of vacant or noticeably missing any the design quality.
Projection here that doesn't pronounce, I think, at least the one I'm looking at.
That those are openings.
Yeah. But with all of the window, you know, articulation,
and several feet from
it looks kind of like a big add-on on top that didn't have a.
There's not much enhancement to.
Not
the,
much. No. In fact, it's so plain that it looks pretty. It stands out. Yeah, that's what I'm trying
to say. If you look at the next page, 14, the side view, it does. I think it's important to keep in mind that level of the building is set back 20 or 30 feet from the lower portion. So
you won't.
Where Dara's got the hand right below there is the wall that those openings are in, which is set back well away from this frontage, which is the lower portion of that view that you were looking at. So there's a roof and stuff. It's not like one vertical facade that, as it appears in that elevation drawing. Where those openings are set way back from the lower portion. So it's not going to read the way it does in that flat elevation.
So you're saying like your line of sight from the street or something is not going to catch that?
Is you probably won't even see those openings.
What would we have, though, that would confirm that?
Yeah.
Well, let me give you an example. If you look on page 14 and you look at both of those elevations, the top one and the bottom one, and that very center element that Brett was just referring to, you see those staircases going up and down,
mm-hmm.
You'll notice right next to those staircases, it's just that gray color again, the exact same color, which is basically rendering space that's in shadow. But the reality, as we all know, is if you were to look at that in reality, you wouldn't see gray there. You would see through that space into the depth of that walkway. They just chose to render that depth in that gray color. So the reality is they could have probably put it, the light blue background almost that you see around it, and that would have been probably a better way of rendering more of what you would see. It's the same in both facades, the one above and the one below, which leads me to believe it's the same thing in the facades we were just talking about. The only difference in the ones on page 11 are I don't know that you see daylight in that walkway. I think you just see the color of the wall behind it and not gray.
Well, so you're saying that's just open air?
Yes. I believe that's more along the lines of what it is, or you'll see the wall surface in the background. Like if you look on page 12, you see how those staircases are rendered where they have the blue in the background, which is clearly open air on the very bottom elevation.
I have it up on the screen as well.
So what I'm saying is I believe, and I'd have to look at the floor plans to tell for certain, but it's either A, that you're going to see open air like it's rendered on 12, and they just didn't render it correctly, or B, it's rendered in a gray, which means you're going to see the wall behind it. It's not open air. There's some wall surface there behind it, but it won't be flat. There'll be depth. It's just whatever the color of the wall is behind it. I believe
it'd be the wall, because your view would be coming where the hand is. You'd be looking that way from the other elevation you're talking about.
Yeah, I think you're right.
So part of my concern is this location is on the corner of Sierra College. This specific building would be on the corner of Sierra College and Water Lily. So this is going to be the structure that is completely visible as individuals are driving into Rockland, coming down Sierra College. And you're coming down a hill, and you're going to be coming towards that structure. And we have 30 to 40 feet of basically blank wall at the highest section of this building. I mean, there's not much to that wall. That's kind of my concern is, and I understand we talk about the line of sight looking up at the building, but you're also going to have people on the street, and this is what we see in that building. And we can talk about trees and different things, but there's not much to this. I think that's my concern it just seems to have been added on top of what is a nice, I like the design. I like what they've done with the rest of the building. Carl, I think you did a good job describing it and how they made those changes. But I think this upper section, there's just a look to it. It's as if it's just capped right on top of it. So I'm not sure what can be done. And I understand with the windows that those are openings for the walkways to get to the residents that are on that upper floor. But It just doesn't appeal. It doesn't have much.
Also, that I'm on page 11. That center, let's say the centerpiece, center tower, for lack of a better. Is that, so we see that wall is beige, and then to either side of it you have the red tone wall. Is that tower further forward, or is it flush with that whole wall? Is that one wall, or is it kind of staggered by insets? Does that make, I don't know if that makes sense, that question. No, I'm on page 11. I'm going to let Derek get there. I think that's what Ken's referring to, too. It just, it looks like a big, vast wall.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, it's building C. So, is the gray, is the beige or gray area there, is that out, you know, more in the foreground, and is the red wall set back, or is that all flush, that whole span?
From, the span here?
Yes. It appears that it. Oh, there we go.
That is this, the front. So here is. Sorry. This right here is this view here. This frontage here is the side view of that. And then.
But there's no differentiation.
This wall here is this wall. So this wall is set back from this orange, red. So all of this, I believe, is one plane or close to one plane. And these end elements, the beige end elements, are set back.
And they're not different materials, they're just painted different color? Is that what they're?
I believe so.
And then you've got those squares to the right, you're seeing through that? Is that just open air there and it's the same?
These squares?
Yeah, it's a little tricky to, not easy to really decipher.
Complex. Yeah, those are just openings into the walkway or stairwell.
Ken, do you think it would be improved if, you'll notice on page 11, the top elevation, they have the use of the Hardy panel system, which kind of looks like it's that material, the last material board. It looks like novelty siding. Looks like wood siding. That's the Hardy panel, right? You'll see that on some of these facades. It's the itemized. It's itemized 901. If we had them take some of that material and color and moved it up into that upper level, do you think that would help at all to provide a little bit more variety? Is that along the lines of what you're looking
you're
for?
You're kind of thinking, if you go, Derek, can you go to slide 13? Because I think that's kind of the idea of what you're,
yeah,
what you're thinking of, right?
Yeah.
So if you included that to kind of break that, to break that up, something mm-hmm. to break up mm-hmm. the structure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, it needs something.
Okay.
So. Again, these are great observations, Ken. Thank you. I think the gist of it is these gray masses, like in on page 11, these three gray masses kind of stand out, and we need to somehow get them to be part of the other elements of the structure. And
so the windows on the second and third floor, I mean, are those... Is this an accurate depiction of those window frames, how they're really going to look? I mean, that's really what's separating, I think, the bottom from the top there, is you've got all that design element there in the window frames. But, are those window frames that are built out, or are they built into the wall? And is this an accurate depiction?
Are you asking about the window frames that are in the reddish-colored wall or the tannish or gray-colored wall?
Well, all of them.
All of them.
I mean, they're like on page 11. Going back mm-hmm. to that one page, I mean, you can see they're very prominent. Mm-hmm. That's what's giving the facade of this building, I think, a lot of character.
Mm-hmm.
And then
they're
absent up top. So, but I don't know if this. I'm wondering if this is a just an accurate depiction of how prominent those are. Are they look like they might be of different material or not your standard window frame.
Scott, you're asking about these?
Below.
The Below. These?
Below.
Down. Those went. Those
all
are
the
windows.
Window frames.
Yes. With,
these are within the unit.
Yeah. So I, that's what I was trying to say. I mean, are they? Is there any? Is that? Is there any of that decorative on, you know, on the exterior of the wall to add more prominence to the, or is that just sort of a standard window? If it's a standard window, I don't think you're going to see that much characteristic.
Well, it's a
in real life.
It's a standard window, but you know, you have two. It's standard in a certain sense, but it's obviously has, you know, this divided light, so it's got the muntins and emollients built into it. Whereas the, if I'm understanding you correctly, you know, those openings up above at the top level are just straight openings. They just are cased with some type of, you know.
Right, but what's giving the those mullions the color? They're dark, they're mm-hmm. rich, they're, mm-hmm. they're wider. Mm-hmm. The window panes are pretty wide in this glass pane and everything. Mm-hmm. But I don't see. I mean, are we assured that that's what's going to? I've seen other buildings where they come out and if the window panes look different or the mullions look a little different. Different color, narrower.
I think this is accurately representing what they'll look like.
Yeah. We could condition specifically that the windows comply with the approved exhibit when it comes to planning
yeah.
commission.
Yeah, and I, frankly, I think that's what's missing up top is okay. something along that, some kind of a coordinated
yeah, like that.
Detail. And I don't know. You've got openings up there.
Well, but you're right. I mean, you don't have to put windows in those openings. What you could put is just metalwork, so it stays an opening, but the metalwork is designed and inserted in those openings so that it mirrors or mimics the same mullion muntin pattern you see below. Mm-hmm. It's just open air, though.
I mean, the basic idea, to go back to Dara's comment, that we would condition this project to have these certain types of windows. I mean, once this is approved, that is the condition, right? It needs to, if for some reason those windows aren't installed, we can go back to this and say, hey, design review approved
yeah,
and, this.
Yes, during building plan review, staff will compare the building plans with these.
Yeah. You know. Okay,
if they deviate one bit, we'll go straight to Mark.
Well, but I guess my point, I guess, is that I don't know if that's just sort of the standard CAD window that goes in there. You know?
No, it's not. It's not. It's
because not. That is definitely a design feature.
Yes.
It's just, it appears to be, you know, a striking difference, and it's wider than, yeah, it's got a design element to it.
I can tell you for certain that it's not a standard element, because when I've designed buildings, I can tell you the standard window is more like, if you look on page, you look at the windows that are on the bottom elevation in the gray walls, right? Yes, those individual windows, okay? That's more the standard window configuration. So what you see is a little bit of the edge of the wall. There may be a little bit of a cased opening. And all they did is they took that muntin and moved it up higher, whereas normally, especially if it's like a single hung, it would be dropped down right in the middle. So one pane would open. I don't think that those are. These prior, now they're not all operable. But when you look at that window compared to some of these other ones, you can see these windows, these other ones are much more elongated, and they have an upper sort of sash to them, you know. And so these are I'm not saying they're custom designed windows. They'll pick them out of a manufacturer who has that type of look, but these are higher quality from a design perspective than what you see in a typical project. And that's because the guidelines require them to have, that's one of the elements you have to have in this district.
Yeah, so I'm wondering if you couldn't frame those open air, whatever you call those.
But as Mark said, false mullions, for lack of a better way to put it, that give the appearance of having paned glass there, even though it's just like metal work to make that happen.
Yeah, which would certainly break that area up.
Yeah. And that's a simple condition to add.
I mean, they're... The whole there aren't that many of them, frankly, are there? They look pretty big, though. I mean, in contrast to the window size, they're pretty good size.
They are a different proportion because we were guiding them to try and open up that wall as much as possible in order to not have it be this heavy, stark, monolithic blank wall. And so they opened it, they penetrated it as much as they felt they could structurally. So then you've got these voids that are a little out of proportion with the rest of the window patterns and
fenestration. And I like the results of that, too. It's just... Okay.
Nope. That, I think we, let's see here, building. I think that's it. Yeah, it's just because the one challenge with these is the shaded coloration. It just makes it so difficult when you have those setback areas to really understand. But just knowing what the colors are, it just be kind of nice not to. I understand what they're trying to do is create that depth, but with a one-dimensional picture, all you see is it looks like it's gray, which we know it's not. So, no, I'm good.
Are there any other comments? Are we ready to move towards staff? Have you been writing some notes? Do you want to take a shot at what you've heard so far? And maybe somebody could move that as a motion if you get it right.
Okay, I'll take a stab at it. So the first item was the wall material on all walls clearly visible from a public or private right-of-way. They shall be brick veneer, not painted stucco. Secondly, for buildings 5 and 9 in particular, have these open walkway gallery windows, if you will. In those open windows, add a sturdy metal grill type element to mimic the window pattern from the residential units below.
And I think Mark had suggested.
Yes, please go ahead.
Some of the you know, potentially using the hardy board or some other material, and
okay.
I mean, I'd be fine leaving it up to the discretion of the community development director.
You feel good? You understand what we're
yes
looking for relative to break again, continuing to break that up as opposed to it's you have three steps here. Your first step was add those openings because we knew we had a large wall. The next step was adding the metal to break that up, and the third step would be using the hardy board to further break that up. So we just don't have this mass that's visible there. So if you feel comfortable with that, I agree with Carl.
I do. Do we have a motion?
I'll make a motion to capture the comments over the last 2 minutes.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, likewise. Motion passes. Thank you. Let's move on to the next item. This is item number 6, Quarry Place retail portion. Please recall this design review DR 2017-0001. Please recall that this project did come to the committee at the last meeting, and the committee had some specific comments and requests and directions. This is the second review. The applicant is in the audience as well today. So, Dara, I think you're going to focus in, obviously, on the retail piece. If I remember correctly, the suggested changes on the multifamily were at the discretion of the community development director, and I don't think we've seen those yet. They're working on them.
That's correct.
Okay. So then let's talk about retail.
Thank you, Mark. So we're here to revisit Quarry Place Retail. The applicant has provided some hard copies to us all this afternoon with showing the previous and the proposed, and I'll walk through those very briefly. The committee's direction at the September 5th meeting was to add variation of form and materials to the roof lines so they don't look like typical suburban tilt-up parapet walls. Mark did prepare some SketchUp suggestions that we sent to the applicant of some possible design solutions, and so this is what the applicant has brought forward for your consideration. So here's an aerial. The red area is the retail portion of the overall project that St. Anton is bringing forward. This is a site plan that zooms in a little bit more. So the west-facing facades are the Pacific Street facades. The east-facing facades are their internal parking lot facades. This is a photograph of the existing O'Reilly's and Walmart building showing some of the roof forms, the gables, and shed roofs on the existing shopping center. And a shot of Sherwin-Williams showing those existing architectural details. So We have on the left, shops two. These are the east elevations, previous above and proposed below, so you can see those side by side. And the east elevations, previous and proposed for shops one on the right. These are the west elevations, previous and proposed for shops one on the left and shops two on the right. Generally speaking, they've added some trellis elements, in some cases lowered some of the wall heights to bring the scale down to be more pedestrian friendly. They've added or changed awning colors. We flip back and generally just provided more variation and broke up what was otherwise sort of just three basic bays, or where you would have demeaning walls for individual tenants if you had smaller tenants. Again, they've added more of a wood trellis element with the idea it would provide a more defined transition between the open sidewalk and the shops. They've also thickened cornices and trim on the upper edges of the wall. And again, I mentioned the fabric awnings. There's been some different changes to those elements as well. I have also from the applicant their perspective rendering. So this is previous. This is an east view, interior to the parking lot. This is the new. If you'd like me to flip back and forth, let me know. This is the east view, previous and proposed.
These are exactly what we had in print, too.
Yes. Correct.
Nothing's altered, because I heard that there were a couple different versions or something. That
what you received by email this afternoon had the ordinal directions switched.
I got you.
In case you had honed in on that and were trying to work through which was which facade. This is the view from Pacific Street, previous and currently proposed. I'll stop on that slide because I think we may want to flip backwards, but I do have the lighting details and I do have the color material board available digitally. The color material board is up on the dais in Mr. Broadway's possession.
Would you like me to pass that around?
So I'm happy to scroll, answer questions, and of course, our applicant is here to answer any questions you may have.
Any questions for staff?
If the applicant's willing to speak, if he has anything to say, I'd certainly want to hear from him. Don't want to make you get up or anything, but I just.
Parties up and down, would say at the time. Okay. Jake Bowles as well.
We appreciate the feedback you've given us that your planning director or community development director has been very active in this project. It's a multi-phase project, but our hope is to build the apartments and retail up front and then come in with the single family after that. And there's been quite a bit of interest in the single family, and we're working with two potential builders and operators of the retail. So it's a good time to be in Rockland, and I think we timed the market right. We're hopeful that you're pleased with the changes we made. It's right, and I try to speak as delicately as I can when it comes to cost, but the changes you propose have added about 8 to 10% to the cost of the project, which is fine. It's still within our comfort zone, our feasibility zone. The materials cost more. The actual variation, it's pretty easy to build just a plain stucco building, get it done in 5 months and fill it up. So we think we've gone to the next level, but we're still where we can build it, and we're hopeful to get your green light today so we can proceed. And we'll be here if you have any detailed questions.
Thank you.
So what's the will of the committee? Any comments?
Mark and I, we talked quite a bit today about this, and I mean, I'm very pleased with the additions, and I realize and respect the fact it costs more, but it does. I wish we could have more of those throughout the city, frankly, more interesting roof lines. It makes a much higher end feel. I think it looks good. It's a prominent, you know, building as you come into the city there, and got a nice piece across the street. So I appreciate you willing to make those changes, and I'm pretty pleased with what's before us.
Well, that's what I was hoping to hear, because you had expressed a lot of concern about that. And looking at it again, I think you've done a great job of meeting what we had talked about relative to breaking this up. And having had the opportunity to serve on the Planning Commission, one of my concerns was always how the facilities look. And I understand, you know, we want to try to control costs, but we also want to provide something that our residents will like to see. But also, you're in an area of Rockland where people, a lot of people are entering our city at that point. And so it really sets the tone for our city as you come in. And so I think this absolutely does that. So I like what you've done and appreciate the effort that was made.
I would concur with my committee members.
I'm going to add an additional comment as a committee member, which is actually nice to be a committee member. I can add a comment. I'm going to speak about the architecture. This architecture is transformative for this area. This is an improvement from what you submitted last time. I thought the committee's comments were right on target. I think your architects and your design team's response is really, really good. And when I look at this proposed architecture compared to the building that sits next to it, it's a significant improvement. And so I also support the design as presented here and will accept a motion to that effect.
Move to approve.
And I'll second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Likewise. Congratulations.
Thank you guys
so much. Let's move on to our agenda. I think that's our last real agenda item. Staff, do you have any items, presentations, or committee members, any comments or questions? Okay. Gentlemen, anything from you guys? Okay, then we will adjourn the meeting at 3:55. Thank you.